third chapter. Reading this for a background. Something that the Lord will help us with, preach. I just want this for a background. Sister Wiley preached on Satan desires to have you. And I want you to look at what he does to you. Verse 11 of chapter 3. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, and the verse that there shall be adversary, there shall be even around about the land. He shall bring down thy strength from thee, thy palace shall be spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, as a shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out of them that dwell in Samaria. Amen. I think that's sufficient to read. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 25, "Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see but not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I would heal them." Amen. Would you just lift your hands and ask the Lord to help me, give me the mind to preach? Our Father, we pray that you'll give us the heart and the mind of the Spirit. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for the goodness of heaven to be wrought in this meeting. Lord, we understand that this service belongs to you. Oh, God, this people belongs to you. Whatever is accomplished here tonight will be accomplished by you. This is just not Brother Butler's service. This is not Brother Ralph's service. But God, this belongs to you. Every soul belongs to you, Heavenly Father. And the need of this hour is greater than our minds have comprehended or our spirits have weighed. But Lord, through some way, I pray that you'll meet every need of every lost person in this congregation. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will deal with every precious young boy and young girl. God, that let them see that they are precious in your sight. And you created them in your own image and your own likeness. But they have a very, very potent, present enemy, Satan, who seeks to destroy them, both soul and body and spirit. And we pray, Father, that their lives will be lives that will be transformed tonight by the Spirit of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. You'll help us now in the name of Jesus. And amen. And would you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible said, if our gospel be hid, it is to hid to them that's lost. Amen. Why? How come it's hid? Because the God of this world has blinded their minds. Amen. Of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. You know, there's something that's very delicate about you. Something that's very sensitive about you. Something that is beyond the organs that we see about you, these beings, these faces, these hands, these bodies that are present. There's something more than that that is in this body of clay. There is an eternal soul. Amen. There's a soul there that lives and lives and lives and lives and lives and lives. And then these bodies, brother, are resurrected. Amen. I want to talk to you for a while about look what the devil will do to you. Amen. And look at the shape that he will get you in before, brother. He finally destroys you. The Bible said in Hebrews 5 and 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses, exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. You see, there is the ability that God has given you senses that's able to discern both good and bad. But what about when the senses are destroyed and there is no ability about you whatsoever to perceive, to understand anything concerning both good and bad? Amen. My God. They tell us that the body is made up wonderfully, and there is five external senses. Is that me, brother? All right, I got it, I think. All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No problem.
And those senses, we call them the eyes, the ears, amen, the smell, the taste, and the touch. You see, the eye is more than just something that optical organ. It's something that reveals the very scheme and nature of creation. Amen. Praise God. This sense, our senses, they educate our mind. Amen. And when the senses are destroyed, there's no more education of the mind. Amen. And to have our mind destroyed is one of the worst places that you can ever become. Amen. Who among you have tried to just deal with somebody on their deathbed? Oh, preacher, would you help them? They're dying lost. You walk into the room and there's nothing much left there that you can help. The devil has did a perfect work on destroying that person. What I want to preach to you tonight is the devil is doing a good work in this hour destroying the ability of man to come to God. Amen. Doing a good work on destroying the ability of you getting closer to God. Amen. My God. Amen. Amen. With those eyes we can see. Even space, brother, amen, is overcome by our eyes. But I want you to notice that, oh, what a pitiful creature Samson is with his eyes out. Amen. Then these ears that hear, amen, that give us the ability to enjoy and to have the pleasure of sound and of knowledge. Amen. And then a touch. It serves the body, the most effective protection the body has is touch. Amen. But they tell us that you can take a person and tie their hands down on a table with their palms presented upward and blind their eyes. And then somebody that knows what they're doing can take things that are cold and hot, soft and hard, and gently stroke them. They cannot tell the difference thereof. Amen. You know, amen, if the devil can blind you in this eye, brother, you're pretty well on your road to destruction. Amen. And having our eyes, brother, in this hour, anointed with the eyesight, my God, church at Laodicea was a church that did not perceive that there was a higher experience than what they are living in. And the church in this hour cannot perceive that there is a higher experience that God would take His church to tonight. Amen. If we just anoint our eyes with eyesight, brother. Amen. I understand that the church of Laodicea is in bad shape. Amen. But wait just a minute. The Lord
comes to the door and knocks. And he offers him eyesight. He offers him gold. He offers him garments. Amen. I tell you what I believe at this hour. Amen. Brother Bean preached at Connersville camp meeting. There was one more revival. And he said that revival was a revival of holiness and spirituality. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To be at this end time, this Laodicean church age. But wait a minute. When God gets through with us, brother, He's a-working on us, isn't He? Amen. Did He work on us last night? Did He give us an opportunity, amen, to have our senses, brother, exercised? Hallelujah. And our spirit become acute, a touch from heaven? Amen. Well, God's not through with us tonight. Amen. The Lord has reminded me this day that this is His meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has reminded me, amen, brother Dottry, that God, amen, is running this meeting, brother. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful that heaven is running this meeting? Isn't it glorious? Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, you fellas would be really shaken now if you knew the outcome of this service tonight hinged on what I could preach. You've already seen me stumble around here enough, amen, tonight, and to get already nervous. But hold on here. Wait a minute. Amen. I'm not the one that's doing this, brother. There is a God in heaven tonight. Hallelujah. That's meeting with His church in this last day. That is going to help His people in this last day. Glory to God. Amen. That God's going to pour His Spirit upon. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You haven't shouted for the last time, and you haven't shouted the biggest you ever going to shout either. Glory to God. You haven't seen as far, brother, as you're going to see. You haven't tasted like you're going to taste. And you haven't heard like you're going to hear. Amen. You haven't seen or smelled the presence of the fragrance of the heavenly Holy Ghost like, brother, we can and will in this hour. Can you say amen? Glory. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible said in Matthew chapter 24, but because iniquity shall abound, the love, amen, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. Amen. Because iniquity multiplies. Because, amen, lawlessness spreads. Because there is more and more wickedness. Because the spirit of lawlessness penetrates the church. Amen. Because, amen, of the hour you and I are living in, the love of many is waxing cold. Glory to God. Amen. I feel like the enemy is making the deepest, amen, inroads in people's lives. Amen. And some way or another is destroying, amen, their very being and their ability to seek after God. What's wrong with you? You can't pray like you used to. What is affecting you in such a way that you can't seek God like you want to? Amen. There's something wrong in there, brother. Amen. That tells us there is an enemy in this hour that has made an assault. An enemy that is cunning and wise is doing everything he can to destroy the ability of you to seek God. It is purity and it is holiness. And it is righteousness. And it is power. And it is eternal glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Brother, amen. The assault that the enemy is accomplishing this hour, affecting the senses, not only of the sinner, but the saint. Amen. Hallelujah. The brother Roadcap mentioned the other morning he was preaching on Dragons and Dungeons. That game, amen. I first heard of it. I said, ha, ha, ha. You know, amen. Then I got to studying a little bit and reading about everything I could find, amen, concerning. And then one day a lady from a good church came by the office and said, "Preacher, would you accept my boy in your school?" And I said, "We got to talking. I got to asking some questions." And she began to tell me. She said, "My son was the most conscientious young boy I ever saw. On Sunday, he refused to play with the rest of the boys. Amen. But said he's a junior this year. And said all of a sudden, a few nights ago at the church, amen, said there was a spirit that came up on him. And we in our church had never saw anything. Amen. And said the spirit taken him. And, amen, he become uncontrollable. And to the pastor, amen, the people prayed and prayed for hours and hours and hours. Amen. That young man would never put on a shirt but what was a long sleeve shirt. Amen. But she said he got to playing around with the game, Dragons and Dungeons. Amen. And said he became an under this spirit. Amen. Now he's rebellious. Never before in his life was he rebellious to us. Amen. She began to tell the things concerning his life. Oh, God. Then Brother Roadcap came and gave us firsthand. Then it became national news, Paul Harvey. Then it became national news with the Christians. Amen. And then Christians radio programs all along the United States began to discuss the game. And then one fellow spoke up and said, "Hey, did you know they used that game in Russia before the revolution?" Amen. I tell you, brother, amen, hell has opened in this hour. Oh, God, hell has opened. Amen. Such an onslaught. Oh, God, upon mankind. As never before. Hey, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hey, God. Understand just a few things concerning rock and roll. I'm not that well upon it. But I have in my ministry tried to preach a little bit about the effects of rock and roll. And about all of you here, I know somewhat about it. Amen. We understand. Amen. Before they make those records, amen, that they get the witches together and have some type of a seance there and, amen, some type of sacrifice, amen, before the master is duplicated. My God, amen, right, God, yes, God. Understand now, it takes something like 3 months from the time until it's produced. Amen. And they do everything they can to put a spirit and power. Amen. In the music. Amen. In the lyrics thereof. What is it for? It is to destroy the mind. Amen. Of the young person. Oh, God have mercy. They tell us that the Rolling Stones will go down in history as part of an international, amen, conspiracy to overthrow the Western civilization in America. Amen. Through drugs. Amen. And sex perversion and rock and roll music. You sit there and don't believe it? Amen. That's because the hour we're living in. Amen. We cannot see the sin that's a dead in us. Amen. It is deceiving our young people and taking them to rebellion from the altar. Amen. To the street, brother. And then to the gutter. And then to hell itself. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The beat and the sound of rock and roll, amen, rejects all, amen, morals of righteousness. Amen. That's what the beat's for. The beat is intensified and amplified. Amen. Till it encourages, amen, a feeling of complete abandonment. Hey, God. My God. You see, amen. You go down the street and you hear that car with the window down and it's blaring out all over the... Amen. You can hear it. Well, it is amplified for a reason. It is amplified that they might have, amen, an experience. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? They amplify it within it 20,000. Amen. My God, we talk about loud music here. You don't don't know what you're talking about, friend. Amen. Praise God. When they become 20,000 watts of power, it's jammed into the skull, amen, that they cannot object to what they're receiving. You hear me? They cannot object to it. Oh God. Amen. This is a society that has not the power to object against sin. Amen. There is no objection against sin. Amen. Praise God. Oh. Amen. Lord have mercy. Amen. You see what it is? It is an attack upon the senses. Amen. Of mankind. Oh Lord, to destroy the very sense, the ability to hear the message of the gospel. Amen. To be sensitive. Oh God, to hear and feel and touch the Spirit of God to touch you. Oh Lord. Amen. Great God. Amen. Then when that happens to you, whatever lyrics they say in their song, the lyrics is not the important part to start with. Amen. The power to overcome you is. Amen. The throbbing beat. Amen. That's to overcome you. And then the lyrics, amen, is to break down the rest of you until now you not only have been subdued, but you now are a part of that spirit of the devil. Amen. You hear me? Oh, God. Great God. Amen. I've worked with young people quite a bit in my lifetime. In fact, up close to 20 years now. Amen. I can tell a young person in our school by his action where he listened to rock and roll music or not. Amen. You hear me? Amen. Mom and dad may not know it. Amen. But it has all the symptoms showing. Amen. Hourly. Amen. They come home to you bawling and squalling. Amen. How they mistreat you at the school. Amen. How that they, amen, they don't understand you at the church. Amen. I tell you what it is, brother. They've allowed a spirit, amen, to get a hold of them, and you're allowing it also. Great God, have mercy. Amen. It's the very spirit of a devil to destroy your home. And that precious young boy and that girl. Art Watts, amen. He went to export and then finally to O.T. Spencer School. Amen. Before he went there, he told us, he said, now, I don't have to take drugs anymore. Amen. He said, I can listen to rock and roll music and take a trip. Amen. Great God. Oh! Oh! Let me tell you something. Amen. To have the Holy Ghost to come on you. I don't know what happened here last night. Amen. For a few minutes, sir. Amen, Brother Doctor. But I'll tell you something. Something thundered from heaven and the glory fell. Amen. I mean glory, glory, glory fell. The glory of God fell. I knew what it was. God is washing us. Amen. From the defilement of this world by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's only one thing we can do in this hour. There's only one thing that the church can do in this hour. We must not only have, amen, an outpour once a year in a Cape meeting, but we must have a continual Acts 2:4. We must have a continual Acts 2:4. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. There must be. Amen. Our young people will die quick in this hour. Because the sun of hell is a shining bright. Amen. And they must have moisture. Amen. From heaven. They must have a heavenly rain. Often, 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 church. You saints sit there. Amen. And you're well able to endure some things. But if you don't produce a spiritual service for the young people, hell will get them. Hell will get them. It is our. It is our responsibility to have the power of God in our altars. It is our responsibility to have anointed singing. It is our responsibility to have a Holy Ghost choir. It is our responsibility to have Holy Ghost preaching. It is our responsibility, amen, to have an atmosphere. atmosphere where the devil cannot penetrate, brother, and the powers of darkness cannot come in. Would you lift your hands and worship God? I preached for years. Didn't seem like we'd have a good move. And the next time we come to church, we was as dead as we could be. And I couldn't figure it out. Until I figured out the devil was busy 24 hours a day. As quick as they walked out the door, the devil bombarded them with every power out of hell. Amen. To destroy their ability to remember anything about the worship service. Amen. The whole society that you and I live in has one mode tonight. Destroy all perception of righteousness. Destroy all ability. Amen. To seek after God. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. Listen. We are a society. Amen. As swiftly, we are being destroyed. Amen. 68,493 young people every day become down with venereal disease. Amen. Maybe I should say it again. Used to, we'd be so embarrassed to say it. Amen. But we have lost the ability to blush. Amen. The reason why we have lost the ability to blush is because our senses are deadened. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Oh, would you pray for this preacher for a while? Hallelujah. Is God, oh Lord. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. There's one segment of our society God despises, and every righteous man despises, that which has perverted the use of their body to unnatural affection. You hear what I'm preaching about? Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Then get it straight once and for all, for time and eternity. God Almighty, in every righteous fiber about God Almighty demands that there be purity. Amen. Of our very nature. Amen. Praise God. You precious ladies, that's the reason why, amen, God in the Scriptures demand that your hair be your covering because of the angels. Great God, have mercy. Amen. Praise God, all the demons of hell that desire to destroy, amen, our society. Oh! Amen, there's some things I'd preach there, but I'd raise a controversy, so I'll skip along. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. We have come to a society now where there is 1 million people in America that have AIDS. Amen. Great God, you don't understand that. We don't understand it. We just read the statistics. Our mind is too deadened to really comprehend what has really happened. Amen. Great Lord, have mercy. Amen. I didn't figure it'd be this hard to preach it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When 1 out of every 10 Americans have herpes, my God, when our nation spends $12 billion a year on pornography material, and I picked up the paper of your town today when I walked by and saw the headlines there. Amen. A hairstylist of your town was arrested for child prom. Oh, God, I'll tell you, it's on every street corner. Amen. To our president, Mr. Reagan, had this to say. He said, I believe that pornography might well be the most single, most insidious element within this country that has caused an avalanche of problems, including child molesting. Amen. Insist child kidnapping, murder, and ever conceivable type of sexual abnormal behavior. Amen. He said, come from pornography. Oh, God. Amen. They tell us when a person views pornography, pornography. There is a chemical reaction takes place in his body as much as an alcoholic. Amen. As much as a drug addict. Amen. When he views pornography material. Amen. They say that there is a chemical reaction that results upon the brain and makes such an indelible impression, amen, that it cannot be wiped away. Amen. But every time, amen, something calls his attention, it goes back to that material that he saw. You say you haven't been watching any. Well, I have. Practically every billboard I look at. Practically every newspaper I pick up. Amen. I was sitting in a seminar of ACE school one day when Dr. Ron Johnson was teaching a class. Amen. That man has high moral fibers, last I knew of him. Amen. He said, I will not allow my children even, amen, to pick up a Sears catalog. And he had big old boys. He said, why? He said, it's pornography. Pornography. Amen. We haven't understood what the devil is doing to us until we have no more sensitivity concerning moralities. Amen. We have no more sensitivity concerning love. You wonder why people divorce and marry again. You wonder why mothers kill their babies. Amen. It's a very devil. Amen. Himself, brother, with the greatest tools that's ever been leased on humanity, brother, to destroy the mind of man. Praise God. Oh, Lord. Amen. It makes women. It brings them until they're no more. Amen. That's something to be used and discarded. Amen. When a woman, amen, was made for the man's helpmeet, one and only for time. Amen. And life. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. But the hour, this hour that we're living in, brother, we've lost it. We've lost it. Amen. We've lost it. We've lost it. Hey, God, if I can't preach tonight, amen, hell. Hell will get our young people. Hell, amen, my God. Oh, Lord, we're destroyed. We're destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Our minds have been blinded. The God of this world has blinded our minds. We've got ears to hear with, but we cannot hear God. We have eyes to see with, but we cannot see righteousness. Amen. And the thing, brother, that was our greatest, defense was a thing called touch. And now, we cannot be touched. A few years ago, if we had any type of the move of God, all the young children in the congregation was in the altar first. They'd weep, they'd cry, uncontrollable. When's the last time, brother? When's the last time? There's something happened, Brother Rick. There's something that destroys. The very framework of our society is a thing called education. It is no more than a framework. It is can only hold what's put in it. It is no more than a mirror. It'll show what that is. Amen. It could be the greatest tool we ever have, but 30 years ago, we've taken out the very basic of all mankind, God and the Bible. Amen. 30 years ago, God was expelled from America. Amen. Amen. Just a few months ago, amen, the Ten Commandments could no longer be hung in any public place in America. Oh, God. Amen. You're dying. I can feel you dying on me. Amen. I can feel you laying back. Amen. Oh, Sister Pat. Amen. The devil has deadened their minds and deadened their senses. Amen. Deadened their eyes. Amen. Deadened the hearing. Amen. That touch. Oh, God. Amen. Every time they'd talk about the coming of the Lord as a young boy. Amen. I'd say, oh, God, don't let me go to hell. How about you young people tonight? How you feel tonight about it? Amen. What kind of effect does it have on you when you talk about the Lord's coming? Does it have any effect on you at all? Amen. 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 What kind of effect is it having on us?
Amen. It don't have much on us. Amen, preachers. Amen, don't have much effect on us. Amen. No wonder that Laodicean church, amen, is lukewarm. Amen. They've lost that sensitivity. Oh, God, oh, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I have found myself where I should be weeping, standing as hard as a stone. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. When it come time for an altar service, there should have been weeping and crying. Amen. There should have been something moving for my being. That heaven would touch us. Amen. And there would be the Holy Ghost to fall. I have found myself standing there, thinking about everything but an altar service. But since I've been on this ground, listen at me, but since I've been on this ground, every time you call out a need of somebody, something breaks down inside me and I quiver. Amen. Until I have to hold back tears. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's right. Amen. I forced myself in this meeting to hold back tears. Amen. Oh, Lord, when they told about that boy last evening, I was going to commit suicide. Amen. I knew that lady, amen, I knew it was her brother. It touched me so down deep inside. But oh, it only lasted for a little while. Amen. Great God. I tell you, brother, amen, if we cannot have some way, amen, to shut our minds and shun the very appearance of evil in this day, we'll not have a revival. Amen. We must be separated people. We must be separated people. Amen. I mean, we've got to be separated. Amen. My wife doesn't understand me. I know that. I know that nobody goes with me when I preach, understand me. I know that. I know that better than she does. I see it in her face. Amen. But I want to tell you something. I know tonight I looked this congregation over and I knew, oh God, there's people who come here and leave and never feel a touch of God in any way. There's people that'll come and sit through this altar service. Some of them is gray-headed. Amen. Some of them, brother, is well along in years and they'll not feel a touch of God. Oh God, great God, how in the world can I go in that pulpit and be dead, Lord? Amen. How in the world can I go there without having any feeling? Amen. For this generation, amen, that the devil is destroying. Oh, God. What in the world, Lord? Amen. 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 Oh, 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 God. Amen. Would some way you just lift your hands and beg God, let that continuing wooing of the Holy Ghost. Timothy Lear, very renowned for his drugs, his antisocial behavior. He said, drugs, amen, is for the death of the mind. Drugs is for the death of the mind. Amen. He said, nothing else is desired but the death of the mind. Amen. The devil desires nothing else but the death of your mind. The death of your senses. Oh, God. What is that PCP? Amen. That painkiller for animals they use. Amen. They say human, when they take it, they can walk up to glass doors, ride back, and break it shatter their hand, their fist, cut their bodies, never feel the first pain. Take their hands and rip molding until they're superhuman and never feel the first pain. Oh God, you'll go to hell and not feel the pains of death until you slip, amen, into the regions of darkness. Amen, and then in fire. Oh! And in the fire, the pains of hell. Oh God. Craig. Oh. The devil desires tonight, amen, the death of your mind, to blind your mind, to shut your mind, amen, so you cannot be touched in any way, form, or fashion. How many of you here tonight are almost that away? You're almost dead away. Great God. My God. Amen. He that's been often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. The next thing that happens to us in America is a thing called judgment. You're either... I know what will happen to the church. I know exactly what will happen to the church. The church will be glorified. Amen. The church, brother, put on all the purity of this hour. But if you're not in the church, that's what happens to you, brother. Think about what happened to you if you're not in the church. Amen. Go. Amen. Amen. You've got enough resistance tonight, Dad, to sit through another olive service. Amen. You're astonished enough tonight. You've watched enough television. Amen. You've watched enough, hard murders. And amen. I could take my time here in the next 10 minutes. It'd take a good 10 minutes to go into that segment of the message, but I don't feel to. Amen. But you've been so hardened, amen, by the violence of this age. Amen. Your mind has been so, amen, saturated, amen, by violence and sex and drugs and music. Amen. Until you feel, amen, that you're your own God. Amen. Amen. They say that 95% of the population of America does not believe that anything will happen to them abnormal. Amen. And they say they have, amen, 90% of them have feeling that nothing will happen to their closest friend. Amen. You see? Do you understand what's happening to you? You don't understand that death's waiting on you. You don't understand, amen, that what's got a hold of you is evilness. Oh! Amen. Amen. I literally take Ralph Horton before the altar of God and say, Spirit of God, break these shackles off of me. Break these shackles off of me. Amen. Lord God, I'm encased in ice. Amen. Would you take the word of God and melt it from me? Amen. Oh! I hear Christians say things about people 20 years ago, 10 years ago, they would not dare say about anybody. They would bite their lips, sit on their hand, run from the congregation rather to express their opinion. But in this hour, brother, amen, they can so spontaneously open their mouth and let everything roll out. Amen, having no feeling for anybody, anybody's character, amen, anybody's feeling. Husbands make jokes of their wife, amen, and make the open sport. Wives the same way. Parents stand before their children and say, I wish you'd have never been born. I wish I'd have never had any children. You're a heartless, so heartless, you don't know what feeling is. Amen. You don't know what the love of God is. You've lost all your feelings. You've lost all feeling for God and for righteousness and for heaven and for your children and home. Amen. You've lost it. You've lost it. And you know you lost it when you face the mirror of God's truth. Would you lift your hand, church, and pray? It's not that I don't have anything to preach. I just got too much things to preach. Amen. Amen. I just got too much to preach. Amen. There just need to be said so much here that I don't have time. Before the Nazis taken, amen, the countries there around about them, you know what they introduced? They introduced on the bookshelves of those countries pornography. Amen. In 1939, they took Poland when they flooded it with pornography. You see, it makes people conscious of only their personal and their sensual needs and rendered them more submissive to oppression and things that come upon them they cry out not against. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said they all slumbered and slept. Amen. Amen. Great God. Amen. And having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Blindness produces hardness. Who, being past feeling, themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Now our generation works at sin. They work at it. It's an occupation. It's an occupation. Sin is a hard occupation. This society works at sin. The business of Sodom is sin. The business of America is sin. The business of this world is sin. It's a hard sin. It's a hard life. You're working at it. You must work at it. You work at it day and night. You work at it all day. You live for it. You spend everything you can get. Amen. You give your whole life. Amen. You see, brother. Amen. You've become hard. And you give yourself over to sin that works and works and works and works and works. When you're past feeling, you have no longer shame. Amen. That's a reason why you can come to church with split dresses. Amen. The sign of a harlot. Amen. Was her split skirt to her thigh. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. 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 When you become hard, you lose your conscience. And you no longer have a conscience. You no longer have a conscience. No conscience to condemn you. You don't have it. Oh, God, brother. My God. Amen. I understand why God dealt with me and said, now this is mine, not yours. Amen. Because, amen, you see the way I've gone. Amen. You see the message of the way it is. Amen. When you become hard, when the devil gets through with you, you have no fear of God. You're absent. It's gone. There's no fear of deity. There's no fear of judgment. There's no fear of hell. Amen. Amen. No fear of hell. No fear of eternity. No fear of the demons. No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear. Oh, God. When you become hard, you lose all regard for mankind. Amen. Amen. You lose all regard. Oh, Lord, have mercy. No regard, no regard. The other day at home before we left, a nephew met his uncle coming down the road. He pulled him out of the car, as best I understood, and beat him to death, and then stomped his insides out. Amen. I was driving out of Buchanan County one night, not coming around the curve on the main highway. I saw something running across the road. I slowed down to observe it. There was a pool that ran across the road. Amen. The next day, the story was two brothers got in a fight that night, strong men, exceeding strong men, and they locked up like bears. And one of them took a knife and literally cut his brother's leg off, amen, above the knee. Amen. He literally cut, only thing was left was a bone, and they had to take it, Brother Rick. My God. Oh, you'll do anything the devil tells you to do. You'll do anything the devil tells you. Oh, God. Amen. Who been past feeling? 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 Can you feel anything tonight? Is God a-dealing with you anyway? If God's a-dealing with you anyway and you can feel anything, run to this altar. Oh, fall on your face. Amen. Beg God. If you can feel anything, if you can feel anything, come right now. If you can feel anything, come right now. If you can feel anything, come right now. If there's anything dealing your heart, God is pricking your soul anyway, come now. Amen. If there's anything touching you anyway, come now. Oh, sinner friend. Amen. If there's anything touching you, amen, God deal with your heart. Oh, God, if you're not so dead that God can't speak to you, would you just leave your seat right now? Oh! Amen. Will one more day, will one more day so dead in you that you'll never, 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 never feel God touching, and never, 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 never feel conviction, and never, never, never have a stroke of heaven come. Sinner friend, you're here tonight, and God's a touching you. Would you just stand your feet, church, all over this building? Sinner friend, while you're rising, just step on out right now. Come on! Some of you young people are lingering. Some of you young people are lingering. You know where your heart is tonight. You know how hard it is. And you're still lingering. You're on dangerous ground. Oh, God. Some of you are doing things that you never would have done before. And still going to church telling you're saved. Amen. Please. That's hardness. That's hardness. That's hardness. The saints lift their hands and plead for the tenderness of the Spirit. Plead. 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 For God to touch. Plead for the Holy Ghost to deal. Plead for heaven to come by and touch that sinner now. Oh God.